Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick is the president of On Point Consulting. He's the co-author of Virtual Team Success. That's the new book that he's written with Darlene DeRosa. And we're talking about the research that he and Darlene conducted on virtual teams, people who have organizations spread around geographically displaced. Is that what was the term you used, Rick?
Geographically distributed.
Distributed. There you go. Right. And you know, and as I pointed out, that doesn't, when we're talking about the team, in this day and age, with all of the, as stratified as the marketplace has gotten, your team might not be employees, might not just be employees, right?
Right. Yeah. Really what technology lets us do is get the best talent wherever they might be.
Right.
And that's really what's contributed to the tremendous increase in this notion of virtual teaming, because we can now partner and employ people all around the world and don't have to worry about relocating them or anything like that. So it's been a great advantage in that regard, but it's also created some challenges in being able to manage that kind of a virtual organization or virtual team.
What are some of the challenges that you saw in the virtual teams that you studied?
Yeah. Well, the biggest challenges I was mentioning before, and they're very typical, this notion of, you know, the lack of face-to-face contact. And the lack of face-to-face contact creates quite a few problems. It makes it much harder to build relationships, much harder to build trust. You also don't realize how much of communication is visual until you don't have it. So there's much greater chance for misunderstanding. And the best virtual leaders that we looked at are able to compensate for this lack of face-to-face interaction, lack of face-to-face contact through their behaviors. So, for example, they use technology to be more spontaneous. So things like instant messaging become more spontaneous communication, and it's more like bumping into somebody around the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
They also are more proactive in reaching out to people. So, for instance, they'll just pick up the phone to call someone just to talk,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily about business or anything, but just to chat, which is just like bumping into somebody in the hall or popping into their office. You know, when you suggest that to managers, it sounds very simple, but it's actually an unusual behavior for people who are used to working face-to-face, the
mm-hmm.
idea of calling somebody just to talk. But in a virtual setting, you're not going to bump into them.
Right.
So if you're going to establish a relationship, you've got to just pick up the phone, because they're not necessarily going to call you.
And so I wonder, you know, one of the things that's interesting about you saying picking up the phone, the younger generation, especially the, you know, the under 30s or so, they don't like to make phone calls. Now, folks, this is not me being an old fogey, Rick. This is what I hear from people all over the country who, you know, how are they going to deal with that?
Well, you know, they might just go with a quick little video conference, which would be even better.
Yeah.
You know, in your some of those, you know, instant messaging programs have video capability as well.
Isn't video capability going, when it becomes ubiquitous, isn't that going to completely change the way we work and do business?
Well, it definitely will. However,
we already have the capability, but it's not as diffused and adopted as much as I think. I'm surprised it hasn't already done that.
And it's also not what you call as rich or as natural as face-to-face.
Yeah.
Face-to-face is really the best. And even with things like the telepresence kinds of video,
mm-hmm.
where you feel like you're in the same room with people, you're still losing information
mm-hmm.
in the video. And it's interesting, you know, again, I was working with someone who was just in a telepresence meeting with one of their colleagues, and then a few weeks later, they actually bumped into that colleague in the office, and they didn't really recognize him. I mean, they were sort
mm-hmm.
of out of context. You
mm-hmm.
know, and they went, "Oh, yeah, that's you. I remember you."
And then they said, Would you go in the other room so we can visit?
That's right, so we can talk. I have to see your face on a screen. But even with video, which is very good and much better than the phone, which is better than email. But even with video, there's still you're still losing a little information. You know, for instance, not everybody's video camera looks them squarely in the face.
Right.
So you're seeing them at a little bit of an angle or something. So you're not really getting the full message.
But it is better. But aren't you surprised as much video capability, free video capability that's available, that we don't do more of it?
Well, some of it has to do with the availability, in other words, the access to the technology. I've worked with a client that uses telepresence, and they use it a great deal. They're fairly expensive systems, and I know price is coming down, but their biggest challenge is getting access to it, because right now they're used for important meetings. Mm-hmm. But if you have, like, just a regular kind of day-to-day meeting, that doesn't seem to warrant the use of the more costly technology.
Yeah.
So people go to the less expensive video conference or some kind of just audio conference. So it's still not quite ubiquitous. It's not quite there.
You know the thing about it, though, Rick, as we wrap up this segment, one of the interesting, isn't it interesting that the technology is, there's no impediment to virtual teams, to distance working, to distance learning, to any of this stuff we're talking about. There's no impediment from the technology. The technology makes it completely possible.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Again, there are some things you have to adjust to, and the best leaders and teams make that adjustment because it's not exactly like being co-located.
But all of the adjustments,
it removes a lot of the obstacles.
All
yes,
of the
absolutely.
Adjustments are human adjustments, not the technology. I think that's an interesting thing that we've come to this point. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Rick to help us more with this distance management, this team virtual team situation. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.